Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
A local crime story with global repercussions. Good morning, everyone. As you've been hearing, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund was arrested this weekend and is expected to be arraigned this morning in Manhattan for the alleged attempted rape of a hotel chambermaid. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was also a potential candidate in the upcoming French presidential campaign. Whatever the outcome of the criminal case, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, is in the thick of dealing with the financial crises in Portugal and Greece, and an acting managing director has already stepped in. Oh, also, who pays for that $3,000 a night Times Square hotel room? Joining me to suss out what this instability means for the agency charged with stabilizing the world economy, the man who many considered a quite possible next president of France, and the chambermaid alleged victim, is Felix Salmon, finance blogger for Reuters. Hi, Felix. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Ryan.
Before we get to the criminal charge and the hotel room rate, tell the listeners about Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's well-known in banking circles, certainly in European politics, but to the general public in this country, they're going, who? What? Dominique? That's a guy? So who is Dominique Strauss-Kahn?
He does have a girl's name, which never helps. He's a former French finance minister. He's a hugely powerful politician in France. And a lot of the reason why he got exiled to Washington was precisely because Sarkozy didn't want him in France as an opponent domestically, and he reckoned that if DSK, as he's universally known, was sent off to Washington, then he'd be less of a political force in France. But in recent polls, he's been far ahead of Sarkozy in the presidential race, and everyone expected him to run and win the presidency in France. Of course, that doesn't look likely anymore.
What do you know about the case? I'm seeing one report that says DSK is pleading not guilty and says he has an alibi that this alleged noontime attack on Saturday was at a time when he was not at the hotel but rather at a restaurant. However, the Wall Street Journal today says their information is that he reportedly checked out of the hotel at about 12:30. So obviously conflicting accounts. You never want to take for granted that somebody accused of something did it until there's some real evidence. So what can you say about the case?
Well, I can't tell you what evidence there is. Obviously, the visibility of the perp walk last night and the very high-profile arrest and the fact that he hasn't yet been arraigned makes it look like the NYPD seems pretty confident that they have something here. But I can't tell you whether he's innocent or guilty, or whether his alibi is likely to stand up, or whether he even has one. Oh, this is all going to take a while to come out. And while that legal case is slowly winding its way through the courts, the IMF is going to be essentially leaderless. The managing director job, the top job, has been filled on an interim basis by John Lipsky, an American who has just announced that he was resigning as well. So we have to do something about replacing DSK at the IMF, because it seems pretty much impossible at this point that he's going to just simply go back and pick up his job where he left it.
In fact, yesterday I believe you wrote that Strauss-Kahn's IMF career is over, even though he hasn't been convicted of anything. Why are you so sure?
Well, he'd already had one chance. The IMF, he had an affair with a subordinate, and the IMF wasn't very happy about that, but they sort of slapped him on the wrist and said, don't do it again. This, of course, is vastly worse than that, or it looks vastly worse than that. And
you can't even really talk about
–
in general, I think you can't even talk about an affair that somebody has and an attempted rape charge in the same breath.
This is true. It's true, but the other thing that's happening is that various accusations are coming out of the woodwork in France, where the press has been very quiet about a lot of the allegations which have been made about DFK in France over the years. And, you know, it's a little bit like all of those women who suddenly came out, like, talking about being groped by Arnold Schwarzenegger after, like, one or two, or, you know, Tiger Woods. It's like once something really big happens and the allegations become public, a whole bunch of other things start coming out. And even if this particular allegation turns out to be, if he turns out to be acquitted of this, all of these other allegations add up to, I think, an untenable position at the IMF.
Yeah, the Times is reporting, the New York Times, that Strauss-Kahn had been accused of an attack before, although the woman, a journalist, in that case, never pressed charges. Plus, in connection with the affair previously, even though that was presumably a consensual affair, he had been investigated for abuse of power. Was that with a subordinate?
Yes.
So I guess all of these things start to add up. Is there, and listeners, if anybody wants to weigh in on this DSK arrest and criminal charge and any other implications from it, as we say, it's a local crime story with global repercussions. So you can talk about the IMF, you can talk about French politics, you can talk about the case itself, you can talk about implications for Greece, Portugal, the stability of international finance. Go as big with this as you want. 212-433-WNYC. And we will ask the question, does the U.S. taxpayer indirectly pay a $3,000 a night hotel room charge when the head of the IMF travels? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What about the global repercussions? This is a sensitive time for a leadership change with a number of European countries in a debt crisis, correct?
A more sensitive time. Right now, we're on tenterhooks. There's incredibly important, very, very sensitive negotiations going on. And really, DFK was in the middle of them between the Greeks on the one hand, who may or may not have to restructure their bonds, and the Germans on the other, who and the European Central Bank, who would have to take quite a lot of losses if Greece did that. And DFK was the sort of shuttle diplomacy master who was in charge of those negotiations to a large degree. And what happens to those now is unclear.
I know this is kind of an aside, but what about that $3,000 a night hotel room? He was supposedly here on private business. Maybe that means he actually was paying for this out of his own pocket. And I hope so, because
I think that's exactly what it means. I think that the IMF came out quite quickly to say that he was on private business, which means that he doesn't have any kind of immunity. I also suspect that because he's DFK and the possible future president of France, that this hotel room was much more likely to have been an upgrade than something he was paying the full $3,000 for.
Uh-huh. Is there any history of the IMF paying for this kind of hotel room in other cases when he travels? Because after all, I mean, part of the, you know, the IMF is paid for largely by the taxpayers of the world. Correct me if I'm wrong. And secondly, it can't sit that well that someone whose business is imposing austerity, which is what the IMF does on these countries in trouble, you know, that they can afford that level of luxury.
I am not an expert on standard hotel room requirements for the managing director of the IMF. I do. You're absolutely right that DSK has had an image problem as what the French like to call a champagne socialist. For a while, he was recently just photographed getting into this $150,000 Porsche, and he's married to a wealthy television actor, and he has quite a lavish lifestyle. And certainly, you know, he earns a large tax-free salary as managing director of the IMF. And so there's a certain amount of luxury and sort of sybaritic lifestyle going on there, which you're right, does not look good if you're then flying into Athens and lecturing the Greeks on tightening their belts. But at the same time, he really is flying around the world and trying to negotiate as a peer with heads of state, like, you know, Angela Merkel, George Papandreou in France. And no one sort of blinks when other heads of state travel in high style. So you can see it both ways.
Felix Salmon, Reuters finance blogger, as we talk about the DSK case, the case of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF, arrested in New York on Saturday night for allegedly sexually assaulting a maid in a $3,000 a night hotel room at the Sofitel, by the way, in Times Square, where, as the NYPD has it, she just came in to clean the room around noon on Saturday, and he came out of the bathroom naked and attempted to sexually assault her. He is pleading not guilty and saying that he wasn't even in the room at the time, according to a report we're getting about his lawyer speaking up, and he's to be arraigned momentarily in a Manhattan courtroom. They actually plucked him off a plane on the tarmac at the airport as he was about to fly out of the country later on Saturday to arrest this globally important figure, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Andre in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yes. I live in Brooklyn. I've been in the United States since 1973, but I'm a binational. I vote in the French and American elections.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very upset and offended by what seems to have happened here. Unfortunately, the French have been notified of this attitude from this politician, and there is a YouTube, if people want to do a search on that, where the journalist is interviewed at length. So you may want to check that out.
And I'm sorry, to make what point?
Well,
this is the journalist who...
Oh, the journalist who he allegedly attacked in the past.
Yeah, there is more than suspicion in the attitude of this man towards women.
Thank you. Felix, go ahead.
Yes, and this came out in 2007, and a lot of French commentators were saying even back then that this could be his undoing at the IMF, that his attitude towards women was known to be somewhat sort of Cro-Magnon within France, and that kind of attitude does not go down well in the USA. And it's kind of telling that his comeuppance seems to have happened right here in New York, as opposed to in his native France.
Abraham in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello, Abraham.
Hey, how you doing today? Hey, Abraham. Likewise, just like the previous caller, I have a dual. I'm French American. I have a dual citizenship.
Thank you for calling.
And as a matter of fact, just today I was talking to my mom back in France, and from what I got, most French citizens believe that this was a threat by Sarkozy people to ruin his chances really of running for the upcoming elections, and that's it. That's my take on it.
Thank you very much. Have you seen the French media on this, Felix? Are they reporting it as a possible trap by Sarkozy? And that's quite a conspiracy theory. That's my first reaction to it. Could they actually set him up with something like the NYPD seems to believe happened, as we just described?
There is quite a conspiracy theory. The reports of DSK getting arrested, the very first report seems to have come out on Twitter from France, from this young man who seems to be connected somehow or other, I'm a little bit unclear on the details, to the sort of conservative wing of the French political machine. And so immediately this has created a raft of conspiracy theories that this is some kind of entrapment by dark elements in the Elysee Palace. I don't find that particularly credible. I don't find any conspiracy theories particularly credible. But certainly that's a theory which is doing the rounds in France.
I mean, I guess you could concoct a plot where Sarkozy's people send a woman into the room posing as a maid to start to seduce DSK and then turn around and claim, oh, my God. But no, because the hotel says that this is a 32-year-old employee and she has a good track record as an employee, according to the Wall Street Journal.
She lives in the Bronx. She has a child. She's a recent African immigrant. Yeah, this is, I mean, definitely she seems to be an incredibly sympathetic person in this entire affair.
Catherine in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. You used to do that job, Catherine?
Yes, for 30 years. And trust me, I run into so many people that have no disrespect. Some of them came up with towels wrapped around them and tried to show themselves off. I just looked them up and just paid no attention. Some of them, I walk out the room. Some of them want to make tell you about coming back later and all sorts of things. It happened. And I don't think, for the love of Christ, that she would make up that. And if she had make it up, how would he know to run and even leave his phone behind? He done it, trust me.
Do you get trained in that? I'm sure it happens. Whether it happens this grotesquely or not, much of the time, do they train you like how to respond to a customer who tries to come on to you?
They never told us what to do, but common sense would tell you. Some have passed and make passes at me, and I says hello and just keep going. If I'm in the room, I just hurry out and leave them or pay them no attention. Some of them would come up with towels around them and play in the drop in the towel. I just go outside to the car or leave that room till later and tell my supervisor I'll go back to the room later, but I would like someone to be there with me, you know, to escort me there.
It's certainly an occupational hazard. I don't know how many different places you worked in, but would you have any opinion as to whether this was more likely to happen at an upscale or a downscale hotel?
Well, I only work at one hotel. That's the Grand Hyatt. But trust me, it happens all the time. And they have some women that I work with. They're very, very, very slack. And they would have done it, even if not in the room, but they would go with them because I work with a lot of them that have no dignity nor integrity.
Mm, oh, my.
But I applaud her. She need to have a ticker tape parade. Not definitely, on the street, but they need to give her a lot more credit than they're giving her.
I understand your point. By the way, there's some dispute breaking out over whether the media should refer to her as a chambermaid.
I wonder why they use that word chambermaid. Those are long ago, but even if they call her chambermaid or not, she's working for honest dollar. The Bible said, by the sweat of your brow, you should eat bread, and she's making an honest dollar. I don't know why the chambermaid, but thank God she didn't sleep with him, because if she had slept with him, then she would have needed a job. And if he hadn't done this, why would he run and leave his phone?
How would
he know someone is coming after him?
Yeah. What's the proper word, Catherine?
They used to say, when I was working, they used to say housekeeper.
Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and then I used to do turndown service at first, and they would say, when we go knock on the room, we say, good evening, housekeeping.
Uh-huh.
Or we would say turndown service, and they would say, come back later or something like that.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Okay,
call
darling,
us again.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And Felix Salmon, finance blogger for Reuters. Catherine probably deserves the last word on this, so maybe we should leave it right here, unless you want to tell us what comes next.
Well, I mean, there's lots of political repercussions of what's going to come next in the presidential campaign and the race to succeed DSK as head of the IMF. But you're absolutely right. Catherine deserves the last word, because we should applaud the bravery of anyone in that position who's willing to testify against one of the most powerful men in the world.
Reuters finance blogger Felix Salmon on the criminal case in New York with global monetary and political repercussions. Dominic Strauss-Kahn accused of sexually assaulting or attempting to a housekeeper in the Sofitel Hotel in Times Square on Saturday. Felix, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, should the U.S. get out of Afghanistan because Osama bin Laden is dead? We're going to take your calls on this. Call us right now. Have you been thinking about it? Does it change your feeling about what should happen next in the war with respect to U.S. troops? Should the U.S. get out of Afghanistan because Osama bin Laden is dead? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And we'll talk to Fred Kaplan from Slate on this, who has a very thoughtful and non-ideological piece looking at the options. Stay tuned.